Statistics show that food waste is a growing problem in the United States. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Penn State researcher Dr. Scott Colby says a major question with regard to food waste is how to measure it.
Measuring food waste is really difficult, particularly because it disappears at all sorts of different links in the food distribution system. And sometimes when it disappears, it doesn't really disappear. It's just used for other things. So even defining like what food waste is difficult because the word waste implies essentially misallocation. But that's not really necessarily what's happening in all cases. Even if you think about a household who might buy a whole bunch of lettuce, but they live an uncertain life. Now, you buy all this lettuce because it's good for you, and then you throw away maybe 50% of it. That might actually be the optimal amount of lettuce you want to buy because you want that opportunity to consume the lettuce, and inevitably, just because of the randomness of life, it's going to go bad. But the solution might not be just to not buy lettuce or buy 50% less lettuce, because then you might be restricting the total amount of lettuce that you consume throughout your life. What the equation is of course controversial in a way because it depends on what you're really trying to measure. If you want to measure just simply how much waste leaves the food system, the equation is pretty much just subtraction. You subtract off whatever comes out of a manufacturer or a home from whatever came in.
Another way researchers are measuring food waste is by dumpster diving. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.